In Parshas Shemini, we learn of the death of Nadav and Avihu. On the day of their inauguration as Kohanim, they brought an unwanted incense offering. And the Midrashim offered different explanations as to what was the nature of the sin of Nadav and Avihu. One opinion quoted by Rashi in the name of Rabbi Yishmael is that their death was for having entered the Mishkan in a state of intoxication. How do I know that's also from the Torah? Because right after this story of Nadav and Avihu, we have the laws, all the halachas of entering in the Mishkan while intoxicated. But what exactly is this sin? And how do we understand it with the words Eish Zara? Usually Eish Zara is understood that they brought an unwanted offering. No one, Hashem didn't tell them to do it this way, and they decided on their own. And that's, in a sense, a foreign carbon. When it's not commanded by God, even if it's for God, even if it's for the Ribono Shel Olam, it's still considered a foreign fire. However, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg in his Yalkut Yehuda suggests, and maybe Rabbi Yishmael is reading the words Eish Zara in a different way. Maybe Nadav and Avihu, when they drank wine, even though it was sincere, in an effort to really connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, but that was foreign. That was not a genuine connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. Nadav and Avihu wanted to create those emotions through some other form, and this form was intoxication. Hashem therefore considered it an Eish Zara, not because the carbon was an Eish Zara, but the way you got there, the process wasn't sincere, it wasn't genuine, it wasn't MS, and you have to approach the Ribono Shel Olam with a certain sense, with a certain genuineness, with not being artificially manufactured ruch. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, Nadav and Avihu were guilty not only of offering this Eish Zara, that it wasn't demanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that they sort of hid behind this false pretense of connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Ksav Sofer explains that maybe we can understand why Aaron is gifted with a direct talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the halachos that follow about drinking and entering the Mishkan in intoxication. The Ksav Sofer says that when they entered and they were intoxicated and then they die, then the Tosek tells us, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. According to the Ksav Sofer, it means that Aaron did not allow that tragedy, as difficult, and we can't even fathom it, but it didn't allow him to interfere with that joy of this final day, of the final consecration of the Mishkan and the Shechina being rested in the Jewish people. And Aaron, says the Ksav Sofer, experienced a real Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which remained in spite of everything that had happened. And the reward was to talk directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was genuine, he was emistic, he was truthful in his connection, and Hashem responds by talking directly to him. What greater joy could there be? What greater Simcha Shel Mitzvah could there be than talking directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And it's therefore this understanding, the whole story, the whole episode of Nadav and Avihu, of the many lessons we learn, is about approaching our ruchnius and our spirituality to the most genuine place. Sometimes we need things to help jumpstart us, but our ultimate goal is to find a place that is so genuine, that is so connected in a very, very real way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.